عليه السلام. One day my father, Rasulullah, صلى الله عليه وآله, visited me. وقال السلام عليك يا فاطمة. I said, وعليك السلام. Oh Fatima, I can feel some fatigue in my body. I pray Allah to protect your father against fatigue. Fatima, you're dead. Bring me the Yamani clock and cover me with it. I brought him the Yamani clock and covered him with it. I then kept on looking at his face, which was more shining than the moon at the night of its fullness and perfection. Then no more than a while passed when my son Al-Hasan came in. As-salamu alayki ya Ummah. وَعَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ. O delight of my eye and fruit of my heart, I replied. O mother, Hassan said, I can smell a pleasing scent as if it is the scent of my grandfather Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. Yes, it is, I replied. Your grandfather is now under the clock. Al-Hasan moved towards the clock and said, As-salamu alayka ya jaddahu ya Rasulallah. Will you allow me to be with you under this clock? My father replied, Wa alayka as-salam, my son and director of my pond, I allow you. Al-Hasan then went under the clock with his grandfather. No more than a while passed when my son Al-Hasan came in. وَقَالَ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ يَا أُمَّهُ. وَعَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ. O delight of my eye and fruit of my heart, I replied. O mother, Hussein said, I can smell a pleasing scent as if it is the scent of my grandfather, Messenger of Allah. Peace be upon you, O grandfather, Allah's Messenger. Will you allow me to be with you under this clock? My father replied, Wa alayka salam, my son and director of my pond, I allow you. Al-Hasan then went under the clock with his grandfather. At the same time, Abu al-Hasan Ali ibn Abi Talib came in. As-salamu alayka ya bint Rasulillah. Wa alayka as-salamu ya Abu al-Hasan wa ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Ya Fatima, I can smell a pleasing scent as if it is the scent of my brother and cousin, the Messenger of Allah. Yes, I answered. He is there with your two sons under the clock. Ali moved towards the clock and said, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Will you allow me to be with you under the clock? My them under the clock. I then came towards the clock and said, As-salamu alayka ya Abata, ya Rasulullah, will you allow me to be with you under the clock? My father replied, Wa alayka as-salam, my daughter and part of my flesh, I allow you. I thus went with them under the clock, getting together underneath the clock. My father, Rasulullah, held the two ends of the clock and raised his hand towards the heavens and prayed, Ya Allah, these are my Ahlul Bayt, these are my confidants and my supporters. Their flesh is my flesh, and their blood is my blood. Whoever hurts them hurts me too. Whoever displeases them displeases me too. I am at war with those at war with them. I am at peace with those at peace with them. I am the enemy of their enemies, and I am the friend. They are from me, and I am from them. Ya Allah, bestow your blessings and forgiveness on them, and remove impurity from them and keep them truly pure. Then Lord Almighty Allah said, O my angels, residents of my heavens, verily I have not created thee, erected the sky. وعزتي وجلالي إني ما خلقت سماء مبنية ولا أرضا مدحية ولا قمرا منيرا ولا شمسا مضيئة ولا فلكا يدور ولا بحرا يجري ولا فلكا يسري إلا في محبة هؤلاء الخمسة الذين هم تحت الكساء. Jibreel, the honest archangel, asked, O my Lord, who are those under the cloak? فَقَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ هُمْ أَهْلُ بَيْتُ النَّبُوَّةِ وَمَعْدَنُ الرِّسَالَةِ هُمْ فَاطِمَةُ وَأَبُوهَا وَبَعْلُهَا وَبَنُوهَا. Jibreel asked, O my Lord, will you allow me to descend to the earth to be the sixth of them? Allah the Almighty and All-Majestic said, yes, I allow you. Jibreel, the honest archangel, descended. As-salamu alayka, ya Rasulullah. The Most High and All-High Lord conveys you salam and expresses his special greeting and honoring to you, and says, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي, I take this oath. I have not created anyone, established sky, extended land, blowing moon, shining sun, revolving planet, flowing ocean, or moving earth, except for your sake and for your love. And he then allowed me to join you under this cloak. Will you, O Messenger of Allah? He said, Wa alayka salam, O trustee of Allah, yes, I allow you. So Jibreel joined us under the cloak. He thus said to my father, Allah has revealed to you, saying, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمْ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله said, I swear this by him who has sent me with the truth as a prophet and chosen me as a messenger to convey the message in an assembly of people of the earth in which a group of all Shia and lovers are present, the divine mercy shall certainly be bestowed on them, and the angels shall certainly surround them, asking forgiveness for them until they depart. Ali alayhi salam commented, then by Allah I swear, we have walked some of our Shias, I swear it by the Lord of Kaaba. Then my father said, Ya Ali, I swear this by him who has sent me with the truth as prophet and chosen me as a messenger. Whatever the tale of this gathering of us is mentioned in an assembly of people of the earth in which a group of our Shias and lovers are present, and among them there is a distressed one, Almighty Allah shall certainly release him from distress. Or there is among them an aggrieved one, Almighty Allah shall certainly relieve him from grief, or there is among them one who needs a request to be granted. Almighty Allah shall certainly grant him his request. Then Ali alayhi salam said, "Then we have won and attained pleasure. I swear it by Allah, so have our Shias. They have won and attained pleasure in this world and the hereafter. I swear it by the Lord of Kaaba."